Are any of you fans of old-time murder ballads? Me too. I especially like listening to old-time murder ballads when I'm having a bad day. Because if you really listen, you start to realize, well, at least I'm not hanging from a tree. Or have a pen knife stuck in my eyeball. That's a really good one. It's actually uplifting.
You know when Abby starts playing the old-time murder ballads around the house and starts cranking out past a certain volume level, I think it's a fantastic time to go down to the basement and do some banjo maintenance. So that's when sometimes I might floss my frets or... polish my sprockets.
This one day I was listening to a lot of murder ballads, and for some reason they weren't cheering me up.
Sometimes I'll loosen up all the resonator screws on the banjo, and I just like, then I'll see if I can get them all back to where I had them before I loosen them up.
And I realized it was because all the songs, Pretty Polly, Little Sadie, Only Wise, Knoxville Girl, The Girl on the Banks of the Ohio, it's always the girl that seems to die.
Sometimes I'll get out like a small Phillips head screwdriver and I'll just look at it.
So I realized I needed to write a song where the girl doesn't die.